This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll get more data on the sometimes wild housing market later today with numbers on pending home sales. In California, the typical home price, the median, reached $811,000 last month. Can you imagine? California lawmakers are trying to spur the supply of housing to lower those prices. A bill expected to become law would make California the second state in the country to effectively end single-family-only zoning. Marketplace's Matt Levin now looks at whether a duplex revolution could actually make housing more affordable.
On the majority of residential land in California, you can only build single-family homes. So a new law that would allow up to 4 units to replace just one, that's got to instantly mean a ton of new housing, right?
Certainly won't actually solve the crisis by itself.
David Garcia is a housing researcher at UC Berkeley. He predicts the duplex proposal could spur 700,000 new homes, but that's still well below the millions California needs.
It takes a lot of time to develop and construct these kinds of units.
The state of Oregon and the city of Minneapolis passed similar measures in recent years. It's still early, but the duplex revolution hasn't really materialized yet. Salim Firth is a housing researcher at George Mason University. He says there are important policy tools beyond ending single-family zoning.
Allowing manufactured homes in more locations, raising height limits.
Something to keep in mind as more cities across the country consider zoning reform. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.